I'm Marcy Krivenin, and this is The Road to Sochi. The Aspen area athletes vying for a spot on Team USA are competing in Olympic qualifying contests. Months of training lead up to this time of year when athletes throw their best tricks and ski as fast as they can. But for some, the season is cut short because they get hurt. That's the case for ski racer Wiley Maple. The 23-year-old was anticipating competing for a spot on the U.S. Olympic team. As he explains, the setback is difficult but somewhat common in the world of sports.
I've been dealing with pretty severe knee pain for the last 5 years of my career, and actually had knee surgery 2 years ago to try to fix it. Went through the summer feeling kind of all right and had a big training block in Colorado that I was starting to not be able to train as much because my knee was hurting so bad. And I went in to try to get it looked at and possibly get an injection to get me through the season, and was informed that my season was over. So that happened on November 21st.
Your injury is the result of ski racing hard over the last 5 years. You injured your patellar tendon, the tendon that connects your kneecap to your shin bone.
Like, the whole patellar tendon is, mine is just torn up, and it's just a lot of, in the MRI, it's white tissue, and it's all supposed to be black, smooth. My patella is like detaching from the top part of my patella bone, so the tendon and the bone are separating.
It sounds painful. Is going to the doctor just part of the drill now?
As a ski racer, I have learned to go into most doctor's appointments expecting the worst. That way, if you get the worst, then you're like, I was kind of expecting it. And if it's better, then you're like, okay, cool. But I remember the first couple doctor's appointments I had as a ski racer, I was like, it's fine. And then they were like, this is totally shattered. You have to get this fixed now. It's become easier to see doctors after that initial one.
Was this trip to the doctor particularly difficult?
It was really tough because it was the hardest training block I'd ever done this summer. We were in the gym 6 hours a day, 6 days a week, and it was just an incredible amount of pain and training and sweat to go through to not even get to do one race. The Olympics are definitely a really big deal, and I have never gone, and this was my best chance so far. We did like a lot of Olympic talks and talked about what we were going to do at the Olympics and where we were going to stay, and it was getting pretty exciting, and then that all got taken away in one doctor's appointment, so definitely hard.
This wasn't your first injury. You said you haven't gone 6 months without a major surgery since joining the ski team in 2008. How does this happen?
I mean, the forces that you pull in each turn, like every day that you race, you're pulling so many G's, and I've actually, I've broke my back without ever crashing and all that stuff, because just every time you do a turn, you're just withstanding so many forces. People do crash and break bones and limbs and blow knees and stuff, but a lot of the time you just do a turn and poof, there it goes.
You've said perhaps the biggest struggle in sport is injury.
The craziest thing about, especially ski racing, you look at the athletes that are winning like over and over every single year, and they're the athletes who have avoided injury the most years in a row. It's a clear thing that injury is part of the sport, and if you don't get injured, you can be on top because you're just progressing it year after year. But everybody knows it comes with the territory.
What's next for you?
I'm planning to just come back stronger than ever. Since I've been dealing with this pain so bad the last 4 or 5 years of my career, it's actually pretty exciting to do surgery with Dr. Stedman, who's the best in the business, and he's pretty confident that what he's done will work. So if he's right, then that will essentially change my life because I'll be able to ski and live pain-free.
Maple's doctor did an initial surgery about a month ago. The athlete's planning to be skiing and training again by May. Now he's working toward competing in the 2018 Winter Olympics in South Korea. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.
Support for the Road to Sochi series on Aspen Public Radio comes from the Ute Mountaineer, a family-owned and operated outdoor specialty store serving the Aspen community since 1977. The Ute offers technical clothing and gear for backcountry and cross-country skiing, alpine touring, telemarking and snowshoeing, along with advice to select the gear for your needs. More at utemountaineer.com.